Why? Why?
I'd heard Kite Fest at the Overland Park Arboretum drew hundreds of kite flyers. 2 weeks ago, there had been 1,400 people. When I showed up this week, bringing with me suspicious-looking dark clouds and distant rumbles of thunder, there were three kite flyers. Three. One of them, 11-year-old Mikael, wasn't going to let a little rain keep her from schooling her older but less kite-experienced sister.
Make the string shorter at first. Okay. And then once it's starting to fly, you make your string and make it longer so it can get up.
Yeah.
Then if it won't go as high, sometimes you can run around and that can help.
Paul Tamasia is the head kite helper. He runs Kite Fest at the Arboretum, and he knows today's young people aren't necessarily looking for a grand battle with Mother Nature.
Is we get a lot of kites in the air because we're selling a lot of kites that are just real easy and foolproof to fly. I just remember kite flying was a frustrating experience when I was a parent.
And these girls agree.
This is sad. We have no lives.
Hey, I have Netflix.
But right when the girls decide they have enough artsy Instagram photos to call it a day, their giant squid catches the wind. We run with the kite, and there's something magical about it. Yeah, it hits the ground a few seconds later, but for those few moments, thunderstorms, Netflix, even gravity are suspended, lofting above the windy plains of Kansas.